Oh man, guys, I got a great story for y'all today. But what's going on? This is the Sheep Get Sheared podcast, my friends. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I'm titling the show "She's Never Yours." You wanna know why I say that? Not because I got done seriously bad or anything like that. That's not the point of the show today. Because I honestly haven't. I'm just observant. So first, I want to give you all those backdrop on why I decided to do the show. First of all, if you are not out here getting receipts and out here in the field, I know how easy it is to hop on YouTube, hop on Rumble, hop on X, and just read and consume other people's stories, other people's experiences when it comes to dating, when it comes to money, when it comes to traveling, when it comes to experiencing these different avenues of life. I understand how easy it is to live by proxy and not live by personal experience. And I'm not saying you base everything off of your anecdotal evidence. I'm saying you need to prove to yourself whether or not what you believe works in the real world. If you think I write books like The Biblical Bachelor and I just sit back in my ivory tower and in my room and don't do shit, you're wrong. I've traveled all kinds of places and I'm going to continue to travel because that's part of my job. What makes no sense to me are guys who don't practice what they preach and who don't put their belief systems to the test. You might ask, well, what does that have to do with the story? Well, I'm glad you asked. See, the story is, I was hanging out with this girl that I'm talking to all weekend. She doesn't live like right next door to me. She lives like 30 something minutes away. So I decided, hey, you know what? We're going to go to this concert, so we decided to just hang out this weekend. And keep in mind, I'm usually have my head to the grindstone. I'm usually working, sending emails, making phone calls, working on the show, etc. I'm not usually doing this type of stuff because I just don't care enough to do it. But I said, you know what? We're gonna put my belief system to the test. We're gonna see if what I wrote about in Biblical Bachelor about going your own way, finding your own personal philosophy, and I was going to test my belief system and say, you know what? I need to get my reality checked. Maybe I'm wrong. In fact, I said, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I need to go out there and I need to find love. Maybe I need to go out there and prove myself wrong. Well, in reality, I proved myself right. But I'll get there eventually. So I'm hanging out with this woman. We'll call her Rachel. I'm hanging out with Rachel, and as we're hanging out, first off the rip, the sex is pretty good. I'll mention that straight up. If that is graphic or uncomfortable for you, I don't know what to tell you. It's just the reality. But anyways, what happened was, we were hanging out. I had to spend so much time and energy. Shout out to Coach Greg Adams. He came up with this analogy called meat. Your money, energy, attention, and time. You know how much meat I spent on this woman all weekend? A lot. Okay. I spent a lot of money. Not like thousands and thousands of bucks, but I definitely spent a couple hundred bucks. And we went to the, I showed her the gym I go to. We were hanging out. And I've known this woman for a little bit. She's not just some random woman I met on like Tinder yesterday. Okay. But what matters is, I spend all of my time, energy, and attention. I put myself to the test. I said, I know it's going to happen. As I do this, I know that I'm going to reach a point of diminishing returns. The more I do, the less I'm going to get. Now, keep in mind, I'm not acting like a total simp. Okay. I make jokes. I don't put her on a pedestal. I don't do any of that stuff. I'm not going that far in this experiment. As I'm doing this, so I'm riding in the car with her to the gym. And as I'm riding, there's this like nice BMW series that drives by. And then immediately she goes nuts. And she's like, oh my God, I love BMWs. They're so cool. Oh, you know, the rooms are so cool. They make me all wet. I was like, what? Like she's sitting in my fucking passenger seat as she's saying this, and I'm like, well, there's the hypergamy check in case I wanted to know it. There it is. I'm just sitting here in my head. Y'all ever seen the Inside Out movie, the new one, where they have all the different emotions in their head and they're like all talking? And then when that's what it felt like in my brain, I was like, well, there's hypergamy. Oh, there's hypergamy there. There's the red pill there. I need to swallow that. I'll take that red pill. I'll take that one. I was just sitting there. I was like, okay, yep, I'm being proven right here. The shit testing was real. I can personally tell you guys that. You might ask me, what's a shit test? A shit test is when women will ask you to do stupid things to try to see if they can get you to do it. For example, let's say if you're sitting on the couch, right, and her phone's over on the counter, instead of going and getting it herself, she'll ask you to do it. Or say you guys are just hanging out and she's like, hey, I'm thirsty. Go grab me a soda from the corner store down the street. That's a shit test. Or that a shit test is basically her getting you to do something to see if you're going to do it. She gave me at least three of those. Now, keep in mind, she's not a bad-looking woman. She's not an annoying individual. These are just things I pick up on because I know to look. There are men, thousands if not millions of men, who in this exact situation, they would be like, oh, I'm just being a good guy. Oh, there's nothing wrong here. Gentlemen, the reason I did this was to put myself to the test. There are many of you who might align with the same ideals that I profess on the show, or other guys in the manosphere, red pill, whatever space, you identify with these talking points. Problem is, a lot of you don't put them to the test to see if you are right or if you are wrong, in the sense that if you know what you're looking for, if you don't know what hypergamy looks like in real time, and you got to change that. If you don't know what it looks like in real time when a woman's giving another guy choosing signals in front of you, you got to see that. If you don't know what it's like to see a red flag where she's a bad and long-term investment, you got to be able to do that. You got to be able to vet women in real time, right in front of your face. Not just for her, but for yourself. You got to know what to look for so that when it shows up in the future, you know what to look for. You immediately are like, oh, yep, there it is. Okay, now I know what category to put her in. Now I'm not going to put her on a pedestal. Now I know exactly what to expect. Okay, good. Gents, that's what it takes. That's why I'm saying it's not, she's not yours. It's just your turn. That's where the saying comes from. She's not yours. It's your turn. You need to learn to enjoy your turn, whether your turn lasts 10 years, 10 months, 10 minutes. You need to know what you're looking at. Some dudes have been married for a long time. That's fantastic. I'm not taking that away from you. And understand, you're still on your turn, and your turn can end. Not that it will end, but it can end at any time. I know that makes you uncomfortable, and your first reaction is to tell me that, oh, Austin, that's not going to happen. My woman's different. You deal with the hoes. Okay. All right. If that's what you want to think, go right ahead. I know you have to believe that. I'm not saying that you don't, that you are not going to see it my way if you're a married man. Or any of us in the comment section who talk about these things, you will never see it our way. Because you can't afford to. If you thought about it the way I think about it, the way the other guys in this community think about it, you would not be married. You would have gotten divorced. You would have moved on. You would start to see things for how they are and not how you're told to see them. You know, another funny thing that happened to this weekend, when I was hanging out with Rachel, was she met my boss because I got a phone call to go into a job. My job is not normal, okay? I have projects that I'm working on, insurance companies I'm dealing with, etc. I'm essentially a one-man show with my own company, a sole proprietor LLC, if you will. So I got a call. Oh, hey, the insurance adjuster wants to come by. You got to come over. I said, okay, I'll be there. I dropped everything. I went over there and she was with me. I met with my boss, who I love, by the way. My boss is great. The one thing that I cannot agree with him on is how he sees women, though. That's the one thing that I don't agree with him on at all. I was hanging out with Rachel. She's standing next to me while I'm talking to my boss. And my boss likes her, by the way. Again, she's not a bad person. She's just a woman. Like, There are no good women and bad women. They're just women. Like, there are no good men or bad men. They're just men. People who make choices. I don't believe in making titles like good men, real women, bad women, good women. It's a cop-out. People live on a spectrum. You make good choices sometimes, you make bad choices sometimes, and people will determine whether you're good, quote, or bad, unquote, based on what they see of you, or you let them see. Nonetheless, as I'm hanging out with my boss, and she's talking, my boss then proceeds to look at me, and he's like, you know, I made some crack about how, like, oh, I don't know if I'll ever get married. You know, it's not my type of thing. Like, I'll make jokes like that just to kind of break the ice. Because when you're working with people who are matrix-minded, you can't just go off the rip about what your beliefs are. Number one, I wouldn't force my religion or my political orientation down somebody's throat. So why am I going to force my beliefs about women, the universe, and everything else? It makes no sense. And if you think that makes me fake, take what you want. I could care less. But when I was telling him, when I made that joke, he looked at Rachel and he was like, oh, guess, you know, maybe he hasn't learned yet, you know, that whole happy wife, happy life thing. You got to realize that women run the show. And I looked at him and I was like, oh, no. Why are you telling this to her? And of course, she's eating it up. She's like, yeah, yeah, he's right. Yeah, you got to listen to this guy. He's right. And I'm thinking to myself, of course you're going to think he's right. He's telling me to be a fucking simp. Of course you're telling him that he's right. I'm not a simp. I'm not going to ever do that. No, I'm not going to be mean for no reason or anything like that. I don't believe in doing that. Excuse me, I had to get some water in my system. But I was sitting there and I was like, oh my God. Brother, why? Why would you say this? This is not what I like to hear. Like, I respect him, and I always will. He's a very wise individual. He's just, he just doesn't see things the way that we see him on the side of the internet. And that's okay. He doesn't need to. He's a little bit older. He doesn't need to. He probably never will, and that's fine. I don't think any less of him for that. I don't need to surround myself with people that I always agree with. Number one, I've never met somebody like that in my life, so there's that. But number two, it was a wake-up call, guys. You know how many people are around you who think like that, but they're not going to actually say what he said? That is what you are programmed to believe, and that is why I go out of my way sometimes to have weekends like this, where I test my beliefs. I test what I teach you on this show. Yes, you. You listening to the show right now. This is why I do what I do. I test my theories. I test how I do things. I don't just sit here and talk bullcrap. You think I wrote a whole book about a lifestyle because I just sounded good? No. I did it because, number one, it needed to be done. It's long overdue. And number two, because I'm out here using the scientific method, trying to understand the world. But gents, if you've not tried what I'm talking about, seeing in real time how you're able to vet women, understand what they're doing, why they're doing it, and just testing yourself and your ability to react to situations and to understand what's unfolding in front of you without someone having to tell you what it is. You trust your gut. You trust your ability to observe and your ability to be instinctual on this is good, this is bad, this is hypergamy, this is a red pill experience, this is a wake-up call, this is a red flag, whatever. And you can't do that, then you don't have the advantage. You can't be a dominant alpha in a relationship if you don't know what's happening. If you are not able to dominate a situation by understanding the dynamic, then you are dooming yourself and deluding yourself into thinking you're in control, because you are not. You are not in control. You are being controlled and manipulated. Speaking of which, going back to my weekend with Rachel, her friend Kayla, oh my God, bro, this woman is like fresh out. She's like fresh out of the dating marketplace, just becoming a young adult. And she is she's in my car, right? Because we're all going to lunch. I said, she's in my car. She's like gushing, and she has a boyfriend, by the way. She's gushing all over these dudes who drive the Harleys, the fast, like, Japanese sports bikes. She's like, oh my God, they're so hot. Oh my God, I want to bike her boyfriend so bad. Meanwhile, this woman is in a relationship. And I was sitting here and I'm like, bro, hypergamy is so real. Anybody who wants to sit here and tell me that hypergamy ain't real, I don't know where the fuck you live. I don't know what universe you live in. Please let me know what Rick and Morty universe you live in, because I want to know what dimension that is. Guys, hypergamy is real. You might ask me, what is hypergamy? Hypergamy is natural selection. It's the way by which a woman finds the best possible mate, have the best possible future and or offspring that she could possibly have. In the same way that we as men want to have the best looking woman, the best acting woman, with the best potential mother for our children, etc., women want the same thing. They want the most dominant, the best looking, the wealthiest, you know, guy they can get their hands on. That's why they're not loyal. They're as loyal as their options. A woman can have children with you and be hypergamous onto another guy because the guy's better than you. Oh, I know you don't want to hear that. I know that makes you feel bad, but it's true. Very real, very heartless in some ways, but guess what? Reality is often disappointing. Thanos told you that. Thanos told y'all, your reality was often disappointing, but unless you have a reality stone, you better fall out and find that red pill. If you can't find the reality pill, find the red pill is a metaphor for the truth in the Matrix. For those of you who have no idea where that term comes from, the truth will set you free. The Bible told you that. But the truth is not free, and it will cost you everything. You need to understand how to vet people, whether they be women or men, in your life, to know what role they can fit, if any. If they need to be disqualified, disqualify them, but understand what you're dealing with so you are not disappointed by having unrealistic, unachievable expectations. If you want to be the master of your life, you need to know how to set things up, how to organize your life. My friends, let me know if you ever tested your belief system the way I've told you I tested mine this weekend. Let me know how it went for you, what wake-up calls, reality checks, and red pills that you took like daily vitamins. Let me know. I'd love to hear it. My friends, I got to go get some work done. I wanted to share with you, or at least begin to share with you, what happened this weekend. I might expand upon it again later today, but I just wanted to get this out. Let me know what you have to say, because this is something that a lot of men can relate to. Married, never been married, in a relationship, not in a relationship, but want to be in one. Everybody can relate to this. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.